Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good morning and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Because you know I got a lot of that stuff.
You do, Miss Linda.
On the show where we can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Cohort. Good afternoon.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and you?
Oh, much better. I was like a little under the weather this week, but now I am over the weather. I am done. I feel better. I can hear again.
But you know what she did? She wrote me. She emailed me and said, I'm sick as a dog. So I wrote back and said, well, did you get... Because I got my booster this week. And so I said, she goes, no, it's all in my head. I thought she was having a nervous breakdown. I was like, oh, no, what can I do for you? And then she said, bring soup and
tissues.
NyQuil or something. Yeah, but I thought, uh-oh, she's lost it.
No, I'm good. Man, I have to be over the weather because tomorrow I leave from Maine to see my sister. And this is what's been going through my head this morning. I'm going to see my sister, my sister, my sister. I'm going to see my sister and eat a lot of lobster.
Sort of rhymes, lobster, sister.
Yeah, I think it's...
It's your lobster sister.
I can't, but I only get like one of them little bags to put under my seat. No pocketbook, no nothing.
But so. You won't be going... She's in the country, for goodness
sake.
Well,
I see... I can wear her jacket.
Yeah, you gotta... Stuff. You'll need something warm.
Well, yeah, I bought new, like jogging sweatpants. You know, that kind of stuff. I bought a red and black checkered flannel shirt.
Oh, you're going to be a lumberjack. You're going to fit right in.
Yeah, I just want to see foliage, too. And plus, my sister has, like, fresh vegetables everywhere. So she's, like, today she's at some, like, the last car rally. Her husband has all these antique cars and stuff. And she goes, so we'll probably be eating leftovers tomorrow. Hell yeah, I love leftovers.
Is it lobster leftovers?
I don't know.
There's never leftovers lobster. With lobster.
So I feel like we have some alumni on the show with us today. We have Sherry Gruden from PACE and also Hearts and Hope.
Yes.
And we have my dear friend David Green from Seminole Kiwanis Breakfast, which I'm proud to say I think I'm like in the club like 15 years now.
Yeah.
Whew. They had somebody sent some
You're
memory.
Not the young one anymore.
No, thank God. Yeah. Some younger ones are coming in, please. Debbie Vasquez, we love you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, really. So, no, it's all good. And I'm telling you, it was another interesting thing this week is, did you see my tip? My Tuesday tip, how to get up from a fall?
I did. I watched the whole thing, and you're right. Your butt didn't look too big.
No, I was like, what I
she
do
was so
for my
worried.
Caregivers, I get down on the floor, be like an invalid, you know, so they can film it.
And she had a bad back at the time, so that
but
wasn't
I was good.
Easy.
I did good. I think I did really good.
Got you
like,
did. It came back.
Got like 300 views. And like
I viewed it.
I now have 1,200 subscribers on YouTube.
No.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to get commercials and stuff?
Well, so what happened was a few months ago, YouTube started putting commercials on my stuff. I'm like, what? So I talked to like my web person, and they go, that means you've arrived, Linda. So once you get 1,000 subscribers and X amount of viewing time, they pay you money. Oh. I mean, if YouTube just sent me a check for 10 cents, I'd be like, I'm a YouTuber. So I'm up to like 1,200 subscribers.
That's fabulous.
And my viewing time, though, I don't know. See, that's why my Tuesday tips used to be 2 minutes. They might start being 4 minutes because I need a little more.
Yeah, but that 2 minutes is good. But the radio show.
Linda.
Yeah.
I will say, I think that average viewership time is significantly hampered when people click on it and then immediately leave. You know what I mean? Like, if someone watches for 1 second and you got a couple people watching the whole show, it's going to, that guy watching for 1 second is going to mess with the average
exactly.
watch.
Exactly. So we hate those ones that just peek in. If you click on, you need to listen to the whole thing.
Hang out.
I listened to, Linda sent me one from 3 years ago. It was in memories.
Yeah, you know, Facebook brings up your memories.
Of the show. Oh, my goodness.
And it was a show that we just did, just the two of us. because people asked, how are you friends? Why do you do the show? And it was interesting when you go back.
It was very interesting.
And you look at the different things. But one thing I want to say, well, first of all, I want to shout out to my newest listeners before I forget. We have Savannah in Tennessee. We have Cheryl in St. Pete, and we have Gabby in Alsmar.
Welcome, ladies. Welcome. Too bad Savannah's not from Georgia.
No, she's from Tennessee. But maybe Tennessee's calling me, too. But anyway, so I would say there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether it's listening to the show live on YouTube or Facebook or on the archives. We're just here to help in any way we can. We know your journey is not an easy thing. But we want to give you support and resources and just some comfort and education. So I get a call from Renee. Renee said that I could share this on the show today. And she's been in some of my support groups for years, taking care of her mom for like the last 5 years, his severe cancer and then dementia. And so her mom died like a month ago. And she said she started going through her stuff. And there was a letter to her, said, open this after I go to the Lord or whatever. And she opened it up and she said in the beginning it said something about, I've always loved you and I know you've always loved me.
Oh, wow.
You were the best daughter ever. Now I'm free and free from pain and free from this. But I have to let you know why I was so angry. She said I was angry because I couldn't take care of myself. I was angry because my little baby girl was now my nurse. I was angry because she had to stop her life to take care of me. She goes, and I didn't know how to, the mom said, I didn't know how to express this to you because I was never that kind of mom.
Yeah.
That said or did. She said, but I just want you to realize that I know the sacrifices that you went through for me.
Wow.
And that's huge because she said my mom in her whole life never, even if she did something that wasn't so good, said she was sorry. She said, so as difficult as that was, she says, I just wish that she would have said this to me before she died. So I think that's something that we need to think about as family and caregivers. We need to talk now. We need to get that stuff out of the way because it changes the whole experience. It changes, you know, the ideas you feel and what you go through and your feelings. Because there are some caregivers that say to me, my mom is just nasty, angry, bah, 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 bah. But nobody ever, like, really sits down with mom to find out why. Because we're all just human beings. None of us are, I'm far from perfect. I make mistakes every day. But, you can just have that conversation about, so I made some mistakes. But let's talk about that. So I think that's just really, really important. So please do that. Please talk to your loved one. Just don't be worrying about if they're pooing and peeping and being bathed and taking their medicine and doing, you know, other people can help you with that. I also got to say on a lighter note, somebody sent me this email with all these like old is not easy things. And I had this
hiding.
Said,
she sent it to me.
My stepmother.
I was crying.
I'm at a place in my life where errands are starting to count as going out.
Oh, there's some in there that are so
funny.
Well,
did you see? I put this one on Facebook. Ate salad for dinner, mostly croutons and tomatoes.
Yeah.
Really just one big round crouton covered with tomato sauce and cheese. Fine, it was a pizza. Okay, I ate a pizza. Are you happy now?
I love these. Some of them were so funny. I was crying.
You need to laugh. You know, like on my Facebook page, I put like all this serious stuff and all this caregiving stuff. And then I do all my photos and stuff. But every now and then, you just got to put that little joke in there.
Well, I liked your banana bread one.
Did you see that? It's a hot dog roll with a banana in it. And it goes, follow me for more banana bread recipes.
Put
real, and I that's
you know
what I would do.
I was really bold. I put that on LinkedIn. Now, nobody wears jokes on LinkedIn. But, you know, I'm kind of who I am.
Yeah.
So, what the heck? And you know what? Bang, like. It was really good. Oh, my goodness. So, Sherry, I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you, ladies.
So we want to talk about Hearts and Hope, which things have changed with Hearts and Hope. So let's start with that, and then let's go into PACE.
Okay. So Hearts and Hope, for those that aren't familiar with us, we're part of Better Living for Seniors, and we are a fundraising opportunity. This will be our third year, and we raise money for seniors and disabled adults in our community to provide them necessities and urgent care needs. So over the last few years, we've raised a lot of money at our event. And basically, it's a music event. We have national, international, and local artists that come and perform at no cost to us. And we have sponsors, and we have fundraising during the event. But it's an all-day musical event, and it's been very successful. We were scheduled for August 17th this year, but because the COVID numbers continued to rise with this variant, we didn't want anybody to get sick at our event, and we would pack the place out as we did two years ago. So we decided to be safer about it, and we're moving the date. We haven't actually picked a date yet, but we're looking at the first part of this coming year. When the numbers are down, we'll have to see what
happens. They're starting to go down, eh?
Yes, they're starting to go down. We'll see what happens after the holidays.
Exactly.
Because everybody gets together on Thanksgiving and then at Christmas.
Everybody's coming back down.
That'll spike, and we'll see. But anyway, that's where we're headed. We have wonderful sponsors now. And
explain to our listeners some of the money that you've raised, what has it done for our community? Because I think that's the most important thing that I think that draws people.
Yes. So 2 years ago, we had our fundraising, 3 years ago, sorry, we had our fundraising event. And after we raised $11,000 in our one-day event, which I thought was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That money, as a board of directors with Better Living for Seniors, we were able to offer grants. And people wrote in for grants that specifically sponsored seniors and what they needed, whether it was diapers for dignity, because pull-ups and pads are super expensive.
Yeah, they are.
And depending on what your needs are, you might not have any other resource than to
maybe it's like medication or pull-ups.
Yes.
Or food.
Yes. So it could go there. The money could go into victims, senior victims of physical violent crimes, emergency help if they have a window unit air conditioner and it breaks. And they don't have the money to replace that, so that's something that they can
and in
receive.
Florida
in
you
Florida
need
you
it.
Have to have it.
Huge.
People will die in Florida.
Mine broke on Labor Day weekend on Friday night, and they couldn't put one until Tuesday.
You think you're gonna die?
Oh my goodness.
I'm lucky though, because I have a downstairs one too.
But could you imagine having to live without air conditioning?
Right.
And you were away. I was going to go to my sister's because you can't. My house was 96. Ooh. And I'd have to go upstairs to the bathroom, and I have a glass block window behind. I always shut that bathroom door because it heats up my bedroom. I sat down. I jumped up so fast I burnt myself almost.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was 95 and then the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, not nice. No, that's really important.
Yeah. Yes. So just a variety of things. 3 years ago is where we put the money. This past year, because of the original...
I think that's the biggest impact.
The original COVID, I didn't even think we were going to be able to have a Hearts and Hope event because all of a sudden everything closed.
Right.
None of my musician friends were working. Just because they couldn't.
And then came Becky Moultrie.
A sweet friend of mine who said, you know, you can do this virtually. Well, I'm not a computer whiz, and
me neither.
I'm more grassroots.
Yeah.
And
like
I said, there's no way. And she said, yeah, let's you work on that. So she challenged me, and we did. So last year, instead of an in-person event, it was on Facebook and YouTube Live, We raised over $14,000.
That's fabulous.
That one event.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was incredible. Now, with that money, because we were in the middle of COVID, we decided to take that money and put it in a fund, because a lot of our seniors here, everybody retires to Florida. Pinellas County is the hot spot of the country to live in if you're a senior who has been living in the snow for their whole life.
Right.
So they moved to Pinellas County. So we have an overabundance of seniors here. And a lot of them have run out of their money that they sold their up north house, and now they're living on the residuals. So they run out of that money, and then the pandemic hits, and they can't get out to the grocery store. They don't have the money to privately pay someone to go do that. So what we decided to do was we put our monies from our Hearts and Hope event and merge that with the monies from the Area Agency on Aging, and we provided over 150,000 meals this last year just for Pinellas residents.
And kept some restaurants in business.
We kept 7 restaurants and their employees all working because
fabulous.
They prepared the meals and then they delivered the meals. So it was just a win-win all around. And that's what we did with our money from last year, from our virtual event.
You made that much on virtual.
Yeah.
Now this one going to be...
14,000. This next one, the one that's coming up the first part of 2022. Two. Oh my gosh.
I know.
2022, which is just in a few months, is going to be an in-person event at Bayboro Brewing. It is owned by... In St. Petersburg. It is owned by a veteran and run by his family. It has indoor and outdoor.
Fabulous food.
Fabulous food. They have a professional chef and a team that prepares their food there.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will.
I can't wait. So we're depending on where we are, we could have 300 to 400 people.
You can't do
it. What's the goal to raise this year?
Our goal, well, my goal is always shoot for the moon, and if I hit anywhere below,
a million.
Yeah, I'm okay.
We'll go for a million.
$30,000 is what we're hoping this year.
Oh, that's amazing.
You can't do it both ways, virtually and live?
We're chatting
about
that.
We're going to do it. We have a gentleman who live streams from the Lindis.
Producing my coffee.
And he is going to live stream, so for people that can't get out.
Oh, you see, that's wonderful.
They're going to be able to donate online during the event. They're going to see our sponsors.
Yeah,
it's fabulous. A sponsorship exposure. And then we're also going to have the live event for people that can get out.
So I will keep everybody apprised of everything that's going on, but we don't have a lot of time for this segment, so tell us a little bit about PACE, because I think PACE is so, so important, and I think it's so underutilized.
So I work for, during my day job, I work for Empath Health, and we have a program called Suncoast PACE. It's an acronym for Program All-Inclusive for the Elderly, and several of your local listeners have enrolled their family members. So we service seniors 55 and older that live in Pinellas County that want to stay at home. We provide services in the home, such as homemaking, personal care, meals, emergency buttons, medical care. We cover 100% of that. We have our own pharmacy. Everything is in-house. We do podiatry. And the best part about being on this show with you two today is to express how we help our caregivers in the community. I had a caregiver call yesterday whose mother was with our program. She had been caring for her for years, and her mother passed. She is so broken now that she needs help. So she called and she said, can I get some help from PACE? Now, as long as you qualify for our program, there is no cost for all of these services that I've talked about. We're funded by Medicare and Medicaid, and you can call 727-289-0062, and eventually you'll talk with me and we can have a one-on-one on how we can help you. But
give us some of the basic qualifications.
55 and older, living in Pinellas, you need to be living safely. If your loved one is running the streets and the police are having to bring them back, they're not really safe. So we have to measure that. They would need to meet a financial criteria that we can talk about on a one-on-one.
Right.
And they have to have something going on with them. It can be mental or physical that prevents them from doing their daily activities without some help. If they need to move into a nursing home right now, then they're really not for our program. Our program wants to get them early. So that we can lift them up from where they are with our health care. Two nurses and a social worker are assigned to the team, and they become part of your caring support. They can make house calls too.
It's like a family. Any of my caregivers that have taken advantage of the program was like, oh my goodness, Linda, this has changed my life. I feel like I have a whole team with me now instead of me just by myself. And that's so important for the caregiver.
Yes. We provide those consumable supplies that are unaffordable for a lot of people, like the pull-ups, the pads, the medicines. It's all covered under our program, 100%.
Yeah.
You keep your income, keep your Social Security and pension. You don't pay PACE anything, and it's already covered.
All right, once again, how can they find you?
You can go online to suncoastpace.org, or you can call 727-289-0062, and we'll be able to talk with you and see how we can help.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
It's always such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
And right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So I have to tell you guys that everybody says they love the caregiver affirmation. Sometimes they print it out and put it on the bathroom mirror, so when people come to visit and they go in the bathroom, they get a little hint of what's going on, because it's hard to share that sometimes. Some people have said they've printed it out and made copies and sent it to their families. Well, I know I've been promising this for a while. I'm going to start some caregiver meditations where you'll be able to download and hear my lovely voice. Probably after the first of the year, because everything's going on with the conference right now. But I think if you can just start your day out with some soothe words or any part of your day, and knowing how much you mean to us and how much you do caregivers will be really important. So I will keep you apprised of that. So, David.
Yes.
I'm so happy to have you here today. As always, like I said, we have the alumni here today.
Yep.
And as I said earlier, I've been part of the Kiwanis Seminole Breakfast Club for about 15 years.
You have?
My goodness. So, David, I know we're going to talk about Field of Honor today, so let's talk about that. But I also want to talk about what Kiwanis does, what our club does, and how people
sure.
can be involved.
Yeah, we'd love to. Well, I thank you for having me back again. You know, I'm here each year to talk about our annual Field of Honor, which is a flag display to honor military veterans, past and present. We started in 2015. We started with just 24 flags, and I'm pleased to announce that this year we're going to be flying 460 flags to honor our military veterans.
I can just see it.
Oh, it's an awesome display.
It is.
If you've not seen it before. We have grown this every single year. Like I said, we started in 2015 with 24 flags. Every year it continues to grow. We outgrew our original site. It was in the front of City Hall, City of Seminole, at 9199 on 113th Street, right across from St. Pete College and the Rec Center next to the post office. We outgrew it. We didn't know what we were going to do. So we went over, knocked on the door of the post office, and they gladly welcomed us, and we began to expand across the lawn in the front of the post office. Until we expanded to the point we had no lighting, or not sufficient lighting, because you can't fly the flags at night under
right.
proper flag etiquette. So we reached out to Duke Energy. Why not? You know, who knows electricity better
lights.
Than Duke? They
yeah.
make the lights. Duke joined us in 2019 and became our official lighting partner. And in doing so, they also brought with them to help us install the flags and to remove the flags at the end of the display. They brought their Together We Stand community service team. And we needed all those many hands.
And some of them are families, which is fabulous.
They bring their, yeah.
They bring their kids, they, you know.
It's a family event. It's a fun event. These flags stay up during the entire month of November. They go up on November 1st, and they come down on December 1st. The flags themselves, if you've not seen them, they're 3 foot by 5 foot standard large flags on 10-foot poles. We have them arranged in perfect order. They're arranged alphabetically across the properties of both the City of Seminole and the post office. To each flag, we have attached what we call our streamer. There's a sample of
it. Oh, I like this year's. It's
nice.
Aren't
they nice?
We change them each year. It's a different color.
Yeah.
They've been red. They've been green. They've been gold.
Blue.
They've been blue.
I like this one. It's pretty.
So this is this year's color. And we will attach those streamers. And each streamer has the name of the military veteran that you've decided you want to honor. So these flags are individually sponsored.
So it has their name. It has their rank and service, the years.
And the logo of the branch of the military, as well as we recognize which year of Field of Honor that it is. This is the 2021 display, because it's the seventh year for our display. The streamers, though, these are your keepsakes. So when we remove the flags on December 1st, we get these streamers back to those individuals who sponsor those. Many of the people treasure these. They want to keep them for themselves, or they send them off to the respective veteran that they've recognized.
Honor.
And I know this event is staged in the City of Seminole, but this is much larger than the City of Seminole.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people who found out about this. We have sponsorships all across the country. As they reach out to their aunts, they reach out to their uncles.
Like my Uncle Jimmy in Rhode Island.
That's right.
I have uncles in Illinois. I've got them in California.
Mine's in heaven.
And yours is in heaven.
They can still be in the field.
And the thing about the Field of Honor is, when we say past and present, we go back as far as the Revolutionary War. All the way to the present. Every war is represented. The other part of this Field of Honor display that everybody needs to be aware of is that every time I come on the show each year about this time, because our sponsorship opens up on June 1st each year through our website, and we have to close it October 20th because we need to get all these streamers printed. Each time that I come on for this particular program, I'm here to let you know that we have plenty of flags still available. Please go to our website, get them while you can, because they do sell out quickly.
But this year,
for the first time, as of yesterday, we have no flags available for sponsorship. The public has come forward, and everybody heeded our warning to get them before we sold out. And all 460 flags are already sponsored.
Wow.
So I can't make a pitch and solicit you to come out and sponsor a flag.
They can come out for next year.
Next year, don't forget us, June 1st.
Yeah. You lose.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is we also have a Field of Honor ceremony. That ceremony, also last year, was canceled because of COVID concerns, abundance of caution. We are having a Field of Honor ceremony that happens on November 3rd in the City Hall chambers. Obviously, for COVID protocol, we want to be cautious. You know, COVID is still out there. So our seating has been diminished a bit. Normally, we seat about 110 people. We're seating around 60 plus. Mm-hmm. We'll have social distancing. We encourage everybody to wear their mask. But we already have our full line of speakers committed. Hopefully, I would assume that many of you out there that are listening to today's program would probably know John Wilson.
Yes.
We love John Wilson. He was part of Hearts and Hope, too.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was. Yes.
Well, John's going to be there. He'll be our opening speaker. He's won several Emmys over his 50-year career in broadcasting. We will also have our keynote speaker. This would be Captain Joseph T. McGilley. He is in charge of the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station at Clearwater. He's the commanding officer.
Fabulous.
He has a fabulous background, very interesting. He will be our keynote speaker. We kick off the ceremony with a posting of the colors by an honor guard. We have our national chaplain for the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Captain Stanley Beach. We'll give the invocation again this year. He's eager to be there. Our Mayor Waters, City of Seminole, she will be our master of ceremonies.
Yes.
And she does a fabulous job for us as well. What I really want to emphasize here is a need for volunteers. We have our 460 flags that will need to be installed on Monday, November 1st. We start promptly at 9 a.m. We encourage people to come out at 8:30 in the morning to be debriefed. We kind of give you a show. We have an assembly line process.
We're very organized.
Very, very organized. It's very efficient. But we need to kind of show you how this process right. flows. And once we kick it off, it's like clockwork.
Yeah.
I can tell you, last year, we installed 431 flags with all the hands that we had. We did it in about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Is that crazy?
Now, if you come out, you're not committed to the full 2-3 hours
One
or whatever it's going to take.
Do what you can.
Whatever time you can. Whatever time you want to support. We'll have waters there, you know, to keep you hydrated and whatnot.
I'll sing God Bless America.
There you go. But we do encourage you to come out and, again, help us install the flags on Monday, November 1st. Show up at 8:30. We'll install them at 9. And don't forget that on December 1st, those flags need to come down.
Yeah.
So all those flags, all if you're for your helping hands, please come out, and the flags will come down. It's Wednesday, December 1st. Now, on December 1st, you can sleep in. We don't take them down till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Reason for that is that we've just discovered in years past, before we put these flags away into storage, we want to make sure the dew
is dry.
Is dry. We don't want to put away wet flags.
Got
so
you.
We start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the flags are all furled. We bag them, we cover them, we strap them, bundle them, and they go back into our storage for the next year. So that's kind of our field of honor. But I do want to mention, too, I want to backtrack a minute when I mentioned about Duke became our lighting partner and they have their volunteer team. Duke has a lot of veterans that work for their company. I had no idea the magnitude of the veterans. Many of them are linemen that work out there. Duke wanted to take this up a notch, and they decided this year to honor many of the veterans that work for their organization. They sponsored 100 flags. And so we will have streamers attached to the flags and the names of those veterans as well.
Fabulous.
And they are anxious to join us, and they would like to continue to be a partner in the years to come.
Yum.
So this is just incredible.
Yeah.
And the people that you're going to meet.
I have goosebumps.
The people that you're going to meet when you do this field of honor, we have the American Legion Post, the VFW Post. We've had Boy Scouts. We've got student from American Admiral Farragut Academy in St. Petersburg. They've joined us. We have people who are driving by who pull off the road and wonder what's going on with all these people and these flags going up and all this activity. So we have people who just pull off the road and say, what's going on here? And we tell them, they said, can we join? We said, sure. Grab a flag and follow the line, you know, and this is what we do to put it in the process. I know Lynn and I had some quick dialogue last year. We had a little bit of a hiccup. We had Hurricane Etta surprise us. So just after we put the flags up, they were up for 1 week, and the storm was approaching 65-mile-per-hour winds. We put out an all-points bulletin to meet at 7:30 in the morning. I grabbed a rental truck, and in driving rain and wind, we removed 431 flags and put them into a storage truck that sat parked until the storm passed. And when the sun came out the next day, we had more volunteers come up, and they all went back up and flew again until the end of December 1st.
So fingers crossed
this
year.
God bless America.
I tell you, if it's not for the volunteers, you know, we're a small club.
Well, that's what Qantas is.
Yes. We're a volunteer organization.
Our mission is Qantas is a
global organization
of volunteers
dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time. You know it well. You know it well.
Well, I brought that up at our meeting years ago. I said we should say, like, we every morning when we start the meeting, every Tuesday morning when we start the meeting, we do the Pledge of Allegiance, then we sing a song, God Bless America, My Country to Thee, and then I was like, I think we should say our
mission statement. Yeah.
So we started saying it, and at the end I would go, woohoo! So everybody does that now.
We all do it. Even if Linda's not there, there's always a woohoo.
But it's true. That's what we do.
And we're Qantas is an international organization. I mean, there's 650,000 members across the world in 80-something different countries. Every community will have, you know, you have the Rotary Clubs,
the Lions.
Or there's a lot of fabulous organizations that are working in their community, and we're just one of them. We were established in 1915 as an international organization. Our club is 43 years old.
How many years have you been in, David?
42.
There's a picture of David from some pancake reference that somebody sent recently. They, you know, found it in an archive. David looks like he's 12.
Yeah.
He still does.
Yeah, he still does. But
I've enjoyed every minute, and I've met some incredible people.
Yeah,
you form incredible friendships.
Yeah.
I've got a lifelong friend I've traveled the world with, and I met him. He was the one that brought me into Qantas the first year our club was.
And who was that?
Art Holloway.
I've heard the name, but never met him.
Yes. He used to have Holloway Funeral Home up in Oldsmar. He's since retired, and we're still in.
But, you know, I was just thinking this morning about Matt Graves and
Dean Lesnick.
And just, we had very special people. You know, when I was asked to join Qantas, come to a meeting, and it was kind of like Qantas was for men. Because they only let women in. It's maybe 15 years ago.
1987 is when they changed it.
So I said, well, you know, I'll go to this breakfast. You know, I'm the networker there. And I felt like I was having breakfast with my dad. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch, because it was mostly men, mm-hmm. but of integrity, mm-hmm. of kind of pull your chair out, that, you know, that they were the founders of Seminole. A lot of the people that were in this community were founders of Seminole. And I was like, I want to be in this. And it's been so important. And it's made a difference. Not in my personal life, when sometimes I was going through tough times, Kiwanis was there for me.
And it's a great diverse cross section. I mean, people have so many interesting stories, yeah. what they've done in lives, in their past lives when they were working versus those that have retired. And the things that we do, again, we talk about, we're a small club that does great things. We're only 21 members.
Yeah.
And
you meet at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well,
if you changed your time, you might have a few more.
But boy, does it jumpstart your day when you come out of our meeting. You can tackle anything.
Yeah.
But in any organization, regardless of what your membership is, you can say you have a membership of 21 members, but you generally have probably hands-on working members, maybe a dozen, 15,
right.
because some folks just don't have the ability to get out there and hit it as hard as some of the rest of us do. But nonetheless, they're all valued with their ideas and their thoughts and things that they share and the creative ways that we get things done.
So tell them some of the other things we've done, because the Field of Honor is military veterans, but really our focus is children, so we do a lot for children.
What'd you do today, David?
That's right.
I'm not quite as sweet as I was when I got out of the shower this morning, because I just left our family fishing day. We do 4 family fishing days each year. We do it the end of April, and then June, and then August, and then the last one is in October. We do this at Walsingham Park. This is to encourage families to get out and be together. Just bond. And in some cases,
kids that would never get to fish.
And this is a new experience. It's a surprising how many people come out who've never fished, including the parents who have brought the children. None of them have fished. So we give them some instruction. We show them how to cast the pole.
We give them the rod and everything.
We supply everything you need to throw a line in the water and fish. And if you catch a fish, your first fish, we have a Polaroid. We take a snapshot. We write the size of your fish and your name
a
on there.
A Polaroid.
We post it up on the bulletin board, so you get that instant photo at the end of the event. We give out about 8 different categories of prizes, smallest fish, largest fish, most fish, et cetera, et cetera. The kids have a ball. We have learned as we've done this fishing day, we used to do it with earthworms. We found there was an earthworm farm down in St. Petersburg. We would get those and bring back the live earthworms, and nobody wanted to touch them. So we were spending too much time hooking worms on hooks for parents and their children.
I'm hooking no worms.
So we have since changed to hot dogs. And hot dogs, believe it or not, fish love hot dogs. At least the fish at Walsingham Park love hot dogs.
And they've been born and raised.
They've been born and raised. And so the kids aren't squeamish. We just ask them
parents.
And we ask them just not eat the little diced hot dogs in their bait cups, you know. But today was a nice event. We probably had, I want to say, 30 to 40 family members and children come out. We had a lot of fish caught, which is always nice. We actually had an event back in June. We had 25 people there fishing, and nobody caught a fish in 4 hours. So that rarely happens. Our smallest fish today was 2.5 inches. Our largest fish was a 2 catfish over 13 inches.
That's so cool.
And the kids.
I bring a goldfish in my pocket because I want a prize.
And we do give out the prizes, and like I said, they get the photos, and we give out
time with your family,
and we give out free books. You know, we're about encouraging reading in our club and literacy. So we have free books we give to the kids, but that's just the fishing day. So we do that 4 times a year, and this was the last one for this season. We'll start in April of next year. We also do Adopt a Mile. Linda, you're out there every other month with me most of the time.
Taking the mile.
We have a mile 13 on the trail, a Pinellas County Trail, and we pick up trash along the trail. We also have Bugs Program, Bring Up Grades in the elementary schools. We have 6 elementary schools. We have adopted 6 elementary schools, of which we give them $800 each year for the teachers to buy classroom supplies for those kids that generally come to school with...
Not prepared,
empty backpacks. They just don't have the means. And rather than teachers, because teachers are always so helpful and so kind, they've been coming out of their pockets for years to help these kids in need, we give them a little cash kitty to help them out at the beginning of each year. So we have 6 elementary schools we do that. We have our reading program. preschool reading program. We have 10 preschool reading programs that we also donate books to and read to. We probably have about 9 more projects that I could tell you about, but
we'll tune in again for that show.
Very busy club.
Well, thank you, David. I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
And we're off. You know what that means. Time to get your pen and paper because Lynn has good stuff to tell you.
I do.
You do.
To RSVP for any of the virtual events, please go to lyndaburhans.com. Send Linda a message and she'll send you the link.
And I might send you a message too.
There you go. On, Debbie Self Savage, president of Coping with Dementia, is having workshops from 10 a.m. to noon on the ABCs of dementia through December. To reserve seats and find locations, call 352-422-3663. She's in the Netherlands.
Oh my
now.
Gosh. Debbie Self Savage is in the Netherlands at a dementia village.
Hmm.
A dementia village.
I've seen that.
Oh my God. The photo she's been sending.
I know. Fabulous.
And it's just like our town, like anybody else's town, for people with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go to the store, and they can go to the concert, and they can do this,
something.
And they can walk
something.
Around, and they can shop wherever they want. And it's just, it's protected. And it's, oh my goodness.
So that's what we have to set up.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And we have the castle, though. Go ahead.
On October 7th, from 3 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time, Arden Courts presents Conversations with Tam Cummings for Caregivers on Understanding Changes in Vision and Hearing. And then on October 16th, Gulfport Senior Center is having an LGBTQ Senior Resource Fair where you can meet LGBTQ-friendly businesses with resources for seniors. Then on October 23rd at 2 p.m. in Northdale Park in Tampa, Sages presents Phony Baloney, a play about a group of seniors swapping true stories of being scammed and how to outsmart the scammers. Admission is free. On November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Linda Burhans presents Connecting Caregivers Virtual Conference with co-host Becky Moultrie. Dr. Tam Cummings will be the headliner. To register, which you really should do shortly, it's free. Go to ConnectingCaregiversConference.com.
It's simple to do. You just go there, you put in your first name, your last name, and your email address. That's all you do.
I did it. First try. If I can do it, you can do it.
But there will be 18 hours of presentations over the 3 days. And during lunch each day, the first day we'll have yoga. The second day we'll have meditation. The third day we'll have EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which I did a podcast about this week, which mm-hmm. was fabulous. Also, at the bottom half of lunch each day, we'll have A&E Corner. They are adaptive equipment, so they're going to bring in and show us the best wheelchairs, walkers, whatever they pick, the best equipment for yep. caregivers today that's affordable that you can use for your caregivers. And many people say, Linda, I can't go for 3 days. I don't know. I can hardly do it for 3 days. So just know if you register, you can pop in and out whenever you want. And you will also be privy to recordings of every session after the conference.
So you have to register.
You should, because there's something for everyone. And, you know, it's just like many times caregivers say to me, even when they listen to the radio show, we're really glad that the radio shows are recorded, because sometimes I listen to something and it doesn't apply to me now. But 3 months later, I'm like, damn, I need to go back and listen to that show. Or maybe I need my sister to hear this show. Or my, you know, my spouse
exactly.
or whoever it is. So we just want to help as many caregivers as we possibly can. So what's your last word for our caregivers today, Sherry? You wanted to tell us something else?
Yes, I forgot to mention this. The PACE program that I work with is part of a national program. So I keep forgetting that Linda is syndicated, and this goes out to all over the country. So each PACE program is individually owned and operated, but we're all under the same kind of care model.
Yeah.
So you can go do a Google search for PACE program, all-inclusive care for the elderly, and put in your zip code, and they'll tell you if there's one near you.
That's fabulous.
Our program, I also forgot to mention this, I was telling David, we are opening a PACE program in Hillsborough coming up in April yeah. of this oh. year, and we're opening a third PACE program in Sarasota Manatee. Hopefully that will be also coming in 2022.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Sarasota, I'm telling you. Since the conference, people are going, can you come do a conference in Sarasota? I can do it anywhere.
We're so close.
Yeah. And yeah. what you say, too, with like the radio show and the conference and everything, reaches everybody. I just had somebody RSVP from the conference from the UK. What the heck?
There you go.
So, David, what's your last words for us?
My last words would be, I sure hope that we see a lot of helping hands on November 1st
help.
At 8:30 a.m. to help us put up all those flags, and also to take down the flags on December 1st. And if you're interested in Kiwanis, reach out to Linda. She's easy to contact.
You got my number.
But we love to have you join. We're a growing club. We do a lot of fine things in the community. And we meet at 7:30 a.m. every Tuesday morning on the campus of St. Pete College in Seminole.
Yes, we do. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in today. I know how valuable your time is, and lots of times you don't have a whole lot of time to just sit around listening to me. But you can do it whenever you want. Tune in next week for another great show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Will it take your soul if you let them? Oh, yeah, but don't you. Just call.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.